Now, the issues of the continuing restrictions on the numbers allowed to attend funerals under COVID regulations and the ongoing ban on members of the public attending church services, both matters have been taken up by the six Catholic bishops in the west of Ireland. In a pastoral message, the bishops say that public church services need to be allowed to continue if and when COVID restrictions are eased. And they also propose that the numbers of mourners allowed at funerals need to be increased from 10 to 25. It's an issue we've been dealing with for the past few days in the programme. And we heard a very, very upsetting story on our show yesterday from Joan, whose father passed away a couple of weeks ago and whose family had to deal with the situation of turning family members away from his funeral. Nor, she said, could his grandchildren carry their grandfather's coffin as he had wished.
He had 13 grandkids. You couldn't pick one grandchild over the other. We decided none of them. 10 people at a graveyard is what I can't comprehend.
And that made it a lot more difficult. Your dad
was heartbroken. My dad's wishes were always that his grandkids would carry him.
And that couldn't happen, obviously.
No.
Well, the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Dorn, is on the line now, one of those six Western bishops. And Bishop Dorn, the issues, as we say, of funeral numbers, mass attendance is discussed at your meeting, but also apparently a deferral of First Holy Communion and confirmation ceremonies this year. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, really, I suppose the situation is looking at the level of closure that there is at the moment and the fact that the government still has the churches in level two for a return to public worship, it's very difficult for us to envisage when it may be possible for us even to have public mass. So we're aware that people, you know, would want to have some clarity around when will the First Communion and the Confirmation be. And we felt that in fairness to them, rather than keeping them hanging, we should say that we had decided to defer the Confirmation until the autumn. And the First Communion, I suppose normally the date is set in the parish and we wanted to respect that relationship, but we're recommending that the parishes follow the same path.
Right, okay. Now, I know you've been very outspoken, to put it mildly, in relation to the restrictions on people attending masses over the past year. I mean, there's been so much said in the past week, in particular in relation to this. What are your views on this? Is it time to review that situation, do you think, on behalf of
government? We obviously have to walk a very delicate line here because, on the one hand, in the period immediately after Christmas, the country was in a very serious state, and we certainly wouldn't have been arguing at that point for the opening of the churches for public mass. But our primary concern at the moment is that the government have left us in level two. I mean, even in the month of December, at level three, we were allowed to have public mass. For some reason or other, in the new plan, we're back in level two, which could mean that it would be June before we'd reopen. Now, one of the big concerns for us, I suppose, at this time, as people will understand, is that Holy Week and Easter is a very sacred time for Christians. And, yep, we would really have hoped that we'd be open for mass, at that point. But judging by what we're seeing at the moment, the government is not minded to allow that. And at the same time, we are conscious that there is the beginning of a return to public life at level three. And, that's the bishops in the West are particularly saying, we feel that we should be allowed open at level three whenever that happens.
Okay, and would you expect political support in the region for that? You've called on that before.
Yeah, in fact, we have. I certainly did in the last week or so contacted public representatives, and I must say I was very pleased both with the kind of, the extent of their energy in responding. And the honesty of their energy in responding. No, none of them promised anything that they weren't prepared to do. And, they all obviously, like myself, would have recognised that, that these last couple of months have been extremely challenging for people. And But I think in general, there was a willingness on the part of public representatives to support those two things that we're asking for, one of which is the reopening at level three, and then the other is the question of funerals, which I think we might say.
Yeah, well, I just want to come down to that point finally. I mean, we had some heartbreaking contributors on the show yesterday, and a number of calls, people directly affected by this, very, very upset in having to deal with a situation where only 10 mourners are allowed at a funeral.
That's right, and I think people sort of feel that that's something that kind of we've imposed, which we haven't, obviously. I think there is a balance to be achieved. Clearly, funerals are events, if you like, or a moment in the life of a family which can't be repeated, and they can't be pushed down the road in the same way as other things can. And I suppose the image that comes into my mind, I'm thinking of, real people with whom I've worked over the last, number of months even, would be your middle-aged man or woman who dies, leaving a husband or wife, perhaps parents, brothers and sisters and children, not to mention, the partner's parents and so on. But, 10 just simply doesn't cut it, because you have families actually saying, not just which neighbours do we have to say no to, but which member of the family actually has to stay at home.
Okay, so you're saying to 25 at least at this stage.
Yeah, and I mean the government is allowing 25 at level 4 and level 3, but we see no reason why that can't be the case at level, even at level 5, because obviously the way it works is those who live together sit together, and we may therefore at a funeral, even with 25 people, have 4 or 5 little groups sitting separately in the church, and that's very manageable without, I think, any risk to public health.